on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A man's in a critical condition after falling from a roof in an industrial area near Amanzimtoti. Gareth Jameson of ALS Paramedics says they've been told the victim had been working on the site in Winkelspruit.
He fell through, coming to rest about two stories below. The man has sustained critical injuries and is currently being stabilised by advanced life support paramedics on the scene. The MOC services aeromedical helicopter has been activated to rapidly transport the critically injured man through to the Ahmed Al Qadi Specialist Private Hospital in the Durban area for the further care that he requires.
The National Council of Provinces has been debating Eskom's proposed electricity tariff hikes over the next 3 years. The power utility has asked the energy regulator to push prices up by 36% next year, nearly 12% in 2026, and by 9% the year after. While most MPs agree the increases would burden poorer South Africans and businesses, they presented varying arguments in Parliament on solutions. One is that there's a need to balance Eskom's financial sustainability with protecting vulnerable citizens. Eastern Cape MEC Zolile Williams says the proposed hikes are unaffordable.
Our government must demand financial oversight and accountability at Eskom. Corruption and inefficiencies must be addressed decisively to reduce the utility's reliance on tariff increases.
It comes as today would have been the second and final day of nurses' public hearings in KZN on Eskom's application. The regulator has postponed the consultation process after an 11th-hour venue change meant many members of the public who had wanted to attend yesterday's session in Durban couldn't be accommodated at the new, smaller venue. Nurses says it will announce new KZN dates and a venue in due course. An activist has called for proper funding for shelters of hate crime victims in KZN. This week, the Gender Equality Commission said there was particularly a shortage of safe havens for victims from the LGBTQI+ community. It's been holding engagements in KZN on government and other institutions' responses to gender-based violence cases. Lindelani Zuma is from the Pietermaritzburg-based NGO Utingo Network. He says the Social Development Department must make resources available for shelters.
The LGBTI individuals must be or should be treated like any other people within the society. These LGBTI people should be given the basic human rights which they need. They need to be provided these shelters. They need to be also provided platforms of where they should speak about the victimizations which they face in society.
And Kenyan President William Ruto has scrapped controversial deals with India's embattled Adani Group over Nairobi's Jomo Kenyatta International Airport and state-owned electricity service. During his annual State of the Nation address, Ruto said he had directed the relevant agencies to immediately cancel the procurement process. Earlier this week, the Indian company's founder, Gautam Adani, was charged in the US with bribery and fraud. The top story, a man's in a critical condition after falling from a roof in an industrial area near Amanzimtoti. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas hard at work preparing for their test series against Sri Lanka starting next week. India fight back to finish day one on top in Perth ahead of Australia. And the Premier League is back this weekend with City taking on Spurs in the big one tomorrow.